Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Tucker Wetmore, welcome back to the UK.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me back.
Tucker Wetmore never met a button he could fasten.
I guess.
It's a look. It's Thanks, a thing. Man. You found a, you know, it's good because I always think that it's difficult for guys in any profession to carve out a signature look.
Yeah.
Like girls, with all the other issues that they face in the world, the one thing that they've got down is they can have a signature look. But you, mm-hmm. Tucker Three Button Wetmore, has found his look.
Man, I guess, yeah. And it just, I've been wearing my shirts like that since before I even started music.
Not in high school you weren't, surely.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, not like school or anything, but right, like during the summer, if I was going to the beach or something, it would just be like, or hanging out fishing, it would just be open
chest. Yeah, no, I'm absolutely in favor of it. It's a signature style.
You like it?
All yeah, right. everybody. Good. Well, I'm not Good. Alone because let me tell you, and you'll know this because you were at the center of it. I was in Australia when you were there.
Yeah.
And I saw you multiple times in the same room, like 5 feet away. And people from your label was like, hey, go over and say hello to Tucker. And I was like, I can't get near him. It was just surrounded by squealing.
Yeah.
Just at the showcase in Sydney, I was there. And it was like you were
I didn't know you were there.
No, well, you wouldn't. Because there was like five girls deep all around you on all sides, just screaming. And I thought, I'm going to let him have this moment. I'm just going to let him have this moment.
You should have said hi.
I'm going to see him in London. And then I was at CMC Rocks.
Yeah.
And I was elsewhere during bits of your set, but every now and again, I would just hear 30,000 people squeal. And I was like, well, there went another button. And there were three squeals. And I was like, that was button, shirt off.
It's so funny.
And then I was backstage and you came through after your thing and there you were, shirtless as the day you were born.
Oh, yeah, it's become a problem now. You know, it's like every show is like, they're like, take it off, take it off. And start that channel. Like,
yeah.
No, I did that.
That was me backstage. I wasn't even like, take it off, Tucker.
I've only done that like a handful of times on stage.
Yeah, but it was hot. You know, it's hot in Australia.
I was sweating.
Yeah, it was hot.
And I don't know. It depends on the show, honestly.
Yeah,
I get it. It's like a massive.
Yeah, don't put Tucker in a corner. Don't require him to do certain things.
I don't want to be the shirt off guy.
He's not feeling it. But you know, I was thinking, even though I didn't get to say hi to you, which I am sad about, but I knew that I was gonna see you here. Mm-hmm. I was thinking during that how amazing it must feel for you to be on the other side of the world kind of doing that, whether it's Australia or even here in the UK.
Yeah.
And I know that you've done a load of shows here in the UK already, mm-hmm. and everybody's singing along to every word, and it seems to get you every time.
Every time.
Yeah?
I don't think that'll ever get old, honestly. And I've said that a lot on stage throughout this tour. It's like, it's the coolest thing in the world that I am obviously not from here, you know? And a lot of these places I've never gone or maybe been once last year. And I'm showing up not knowing what to expect at all because this is my first time doing headline shows over here. Other than the one London show I did last year at Electric Ballroom.
But now you're doing three London shows in a much bigger venue.
Yeah, three shows. And but I just don't know what to expect. And then I walk in and then I hit the stage and then I feel all the love. And it's just like, it's not like an overwhelming feeling, but it's just like, dang, this is the coolest thing in the world. I'm all the way across the world right now.
And also words that you know, wrote down on a piece of paper at some point in your life about something that was happening to you or something that you were thinking now resonating with people all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of music right there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, especially country music is, it's just so real and so authentic, and the fact that a lot of the world is picking up on it right now. And I feel like country music's having this like super surge right now, especially over here in like Australia, and even like I've got fans in Japan and like, you know, all these different places.
Have you been to
the
Japan
world.
Yet?
I haven't yet. Mm. No. It's on the bucket list. Yeah, it's on the bucket list for sure. But
you know, they're really into bluegrass in Japan.
Really?
There's a huge bluegrass scene in Japan.
That's sick.
And it's yeah, I know. And it's coupled with not just the music, but they're really into the aesthetic of it as well.
They are.
The dress.
I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like line dancing.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I think it's awesome.
So are you kind of easy with emotions in general?
I do. I feel emotions deeply, you know.
Yeah. I suppose you'd have to being an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's one thing, like, it's sometimes easy, I think, it's sometimes easy for somebody who is, and we see this all the time with artists, they can be quite reserved or quite shy mm-hmm. or quite socially awkward, and then...
Which I'm all those things sometimes, you know?
Like, but then you step guilty. On stage and a switch flips mm-hmm. or something like that. Do you think you're socially awkward?
I can be sometimes. Yeah. I feel like everybody can be sometimes.
Well, I was thinking about that when, you know, one of the reasons I didn't come up to say hi to you at that showcase in Sydney is because it felt like, and you were handling it beautifully and it didn't seem like there was anything, but I was also aware that that's a lot for anybody to handle. Yeah. Like, because you're getting a lot of kind of emotion and even though it's all great stuff,
yeah.
it's all coming at you from every angle at once. And I kind of didn't want to add to that by kind of poking my head in and being like, hey, Tucker.
You wouldn't have added
no,
to
no,
it.
No, 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 I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I recognize that can be, like, as great as it is, that can also sometimes feel like a heavy thing.
Yeah, at times, for sure. I mean, but it's champagne problems. You know, it's like...
Of course it is.
It's like... It is. It does get to be a lot sometimes, especially if I got a lot going on in my life personally. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely times where you kind of like have to turn it on and mm-hmm. turn it off. And you know, it's just I'm human. I just like to write songs and sing songs and get on stage and perform songs. And but all the other stuff gets to be a lot sometimes. But I'm handling it. Pretty well, I'd say.
Well, I mean, it seems like you're handling it pretty well from the outside. But also, you know, I think that the road is littered with people who kind of, you know, struggle to mm-hmm. handle that sort of thing. And I think it's also, like, one of the things we do here on the station all the time is, like, we're always talking about mental health because it's just something that we think people should talk about more. And it's yep. always great when people are able to kind of reflect that in their, not only in their art, but that they're willing to sit down and talk about it. And I was just talking about this with Carter Faith.
Yep.
Like, I think it's great that... people in your position can say, like, yeah, I'm human. I feel this way or I'm going through this as well, because I think a lot of people who, in whatever capacity that mm-hmm. they have in their life, they will look at people that they look up to, like you or anybody that they think kind of has it all
yeah.
and that they have it all figured out. And it's an easy way for people to almost beat themselves up because they don't have it. And I think it's so important for people to realize that, like, everybody, no matter where they are and what's going on, also has yeah. something that they're going through.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, if you are that avenue for somebody because they just relate to your music that much
mm-hmm.
and if you are that avenue for somebody, those are the moments, like, even if you're not feeling it, you got to turn it on, you know, because they're coming to you with, like, these emotions and these feelings, and, like, your music has changed my life, and I'm like, that's why I make music, is to change lives, is to, you know, make people feel something, whether it's happiness, sadness, you know, help them get through something, help them have a better time while doing something, or whatever yeah. it is. That's why I create music, you know, and when somebody comes to me with, like, this and has changed my life. And this song is, you know.
Yeah, like I used to be blonde and now I've dyed my hair brunette.
Yeah, you know, something simple as that.
You changed my life.
It's a real thing. And
yeah, for sure.
You know, I struggle here and there. I really do. I'm human, you know.
And you have people around you that you can talk to about that.
Yeah, I do. But I'd say... It's very easy to get lost in all of that and all the madness and all the craziness, you know, mm-hmm. and all the people, like, screaming your name every night and, like, let's take a picture here, blah, 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 all this
yeah.
stuff. It's very easy to get caught in that and, like, think more of yourself. you know?
I mean, thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of people need to hear that, because they'll be, you know, going through their life doing whatever it is that they do and feeling exactly the same way. And so you know, they'll have bought a ticket going to see Tucker Wetmore tonight, and you will be their escape from all of that. Yep. And I think it's so important for people to hear that their escape also is exactly like them.
Yeah. And I love that platform.
Yeah.
I've always asked God, like, give me a platform where I can help people, you know? And I feel like he really has. And it's the biggest blessing to me. And I will never complain about being able to get on stage and having thousands of people be able to just escape the world for a second. And I say it every night. I said, use this as an escape from the craziness that the world is, you know? Use tonight, the hour and a half that I'm sitting up here on stage. I say it almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I love having that platform and being that vessel for God to just help people enjoy a little moment, a little sliver of time.
And I think it's also, you know, of course, God and the plan. But I think also it's important to give yourself some credit as well. Like, so you know, my mom is very religious back in Tennessee, mm-hmm. where I'm originally from. And she'll say, you know,
I didn't know that.
I know. It's this accent. I know. I've been here a long time. But my whole family's still in East Tennessee.
Okay, gotcha.
And, you know, my grandfather was a preacher and all the rest. So I was very much raised.
Mine was too.
My grandfather was a Church of God preacher, which is very kind of like the Word of God is the Word of God.
That, okay, so mine was a Church of God.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So my mom, whenever I talk to her about, you know, anything, she'll always be like, you know, well, I went to the doctor and everything was, you know, they gave me these pills that are helping me. Thank the good Lord. I'm like, well, yes, thank the good Lord, but let's also thank the doctor, you know, because the good Lord put the doctor there. And I think it's sometimes easy to forget your role in it, good and bad, you know, like it great to be thankful for what you've been giving and the blessings that you have, but also important to know that you could be given all those blessings and all of these options to do something. Yep. And if you don't do anything with it, it's not going to matter anyway. So, you know, I think it's also okay to congratulate yourself on where you're standing as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. 'Cause we do have free will.
Yeah. You know?
And we have the option to do or make whatever decision we want to in this life. And it's a matter of God gives you the wisdom to make the right decisions.
Yep.
And the guidance to make the right decisions. And it's up to us to make those. So I think there is, you know, a sense of thanking.
Yeah, and it's also okay to make the wrong decision sometimes as well, because you can learn a lot from that too. Were you ever going to do something else other than country music?
I thought it was football for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. Yeah, it was going to be football.
Yeah, I wanted to play football for the longest time. And I ended up going to college playing a year of football in Montana and then ended up getting injured again. And then I could have went back and played. And I could have bounced back from that injury. It's just another God thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, it's worked out, hasn't it? Because, I mean, congratulations not on just the whole career, but also, you know, every single that you've released, I've always thought, wow, this is so massive. And then you release another single and it's like, oh, this is also massive. But Brunette is massive.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah, it is just so enormous.
It's so surprising, too.
Because you didn't think that would be the massive one?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
I didn't. I mean, obviously, I knew it felt good, and I knew it was fun, and it's like, I'm going to get some slack for saying this, but like the modern day Cotton Eye Joe, you know, it's like, you want to learn all the lyrics, and it's kind of like a challenge, yes. too. And like, I remember sitting in the car with my sisters when I was young, listening to Eminem.
Right.
You know? 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah.
8 Mile Eminem.
Do you know every lyric?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably engraved in my brain.
Do you ever bust out some Eminem on stage?
I should.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea. That would blow people away.
But it's that same concept, you know? Like, me and my sisters would sit in the car on road trips or whatever and just try to play over and over and over again. And just to learn the lyrics. Just say we learn the lyrics. And I think
because
one
you
of
would
songs.
Have to listen to, because it's so rapid fire
yep.
that you would have to, and there's bits in Brunette as well, that very rapid fire that you have
chorus.
To really, yeah, you gotta concentrate on it. Yeah.
I had to train to like sing that chorus live.
Yeah.
Just because it is a lot. It's a lot of words and it's very rapid fire, but it's, and I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? It's the same concept.
Have you ever done a mashup?
No.
Oh, somebody do a mashup, please. Somebody with better DJ skills than me.
Oh, we'll do a mashup. Have any DJ skills.
I have zero. I used to literally DJ every country gig in the UK for like years before it started really taking off. I had no. I'd push play. Then that song would end. I'd push play on the next song.
Yeah.
And that was my DJing.
I bet they loved it.
You know, they couldn't get enough. Because you just want to sing along. I mean, sure, mixing, that's great. And people have that skill. I didn't have that skill. I was like, I'm going to play your whole song. And then when that one starts fading, I'm going to play another whole song.
Amazing.
And that was my,
that's all you need.
That was my approach to DJing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on Brunette and everything in the Brunette World Tour as well. And then now you've got this new single. I'm in to bring you some sun cream. Have people been giving you sun cream? Because you can't be getting a sunburn nowadays.
I think one person brought me some sunscreen.
Okay. Sunburn, congratulations on that, because people are loving it as well. Do you burn easily? I know this isn't what the song's about, but we're just talking.
No.
Do you go brown? You go brown really easily, I bet, don't you? Yeah.
I got like Italian and Samoan skin.
Right.
So it's just I get dark.
Yeah, I just go bright pink.
Yeah. I'll burn every once in a while. I did burn in Australia, actually.
Yeah. Everybody was sunburnt in Australia.
Dude, I mean, the UV was 11. I was like, oh, I got it. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I haven't used sunscreen and I can't tell you how long. But
I was slathered head to toe in factor 50 every day in Australia.
Yeah.
With like a parasol.
There you go. Yeah, it was beaten down for sure. But it's funny. The day sunburn dropped, I had a sunburn for like the first time in years. So it's kind of ironic. A bunch of my friends back home, they're like, how'd you celebrate the release of sunburn? I was like, I got extremely severely sunburned on the beach of Bondi Beach or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sunburn isn't from, this is a new single, right? But it's not from the album.
No.
So what we got going on? Everybody wants to know.
Album 2, I spent 6 days in Switzerland and I've been working on album 2 for months.
What were you recording in Switzerland or songwriting?
Oh yeah, I spent 6 days in Switzerland finishing recording for the album.
Got it.
So
it's a great place to do it.
It was beautiful. It was awesome.
Clean water. Lake Geneva, you can see straight down to the bottom.
Yeah, very clean water. But yeah, spent 6 days. I put vocals on 11 songs in 5 days in Switzerland.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental capacity.
That is a lot.
But we got it done, and it needed to get done because we got deadlines that we're looking for and trying to achieve. And it feels so good, though. I don't know how to explain it. It's just different. It's different, and I feel like I'm...
Like sonically it's different?
Sonically,
or the experience for you?
Between the arrangement, between the tones of the guitars, between the tones of the drums, between... the songwriting, between everything is just so different than the first album, but I feel like I did the first album and I wasn't extremely sure of like how to create an album at that point. First album was great and it's brought me a lot of blessings and success and I'm very thankful for that, but I feel like this record is like, okay, I know what I'm doing now. I know exactly what I want. I have a clear vision. I have everything mapped out in my head between what I want the songs to be about sonically, what I want them to sound like, marketing, music videos. Everything is just mapped out so perfectly in my brain for this album. And it's weird and different. And I hope it works because it's me, you know? And
yeah,
it's all my influences in one thing.
Who are some of your influences?
Dude, I like 60s, 70s, 80s music.
Yeah.
Huge Eagles fan. Love the Eagles.
Do you know what I love about the Eagles? We play the Eagles. It's a country station. We play Eagles. And sometimes people are like, why are you playing Eagles? And I'm like, because they're country.
Yeah.
Like, you forget.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there are lots of things. But at their base, they started out, for sure. And the foundation of them is country.
100%. Yeah. Huge Eagles fan. Like, Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Queen. Billy Joel. Elton John. There's this new band. There's this band that I've been listening to a lot for the past like year and a half now. It's called Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Okay.
Very good. You should check them out.
I will.
It's not country. I don't really know how to explain.
All my doors are open.
Yeah.
All my doors are open.
I don't really know how to explain the kind of music it is, but it's just good music and I love it. And so I'm, And then like Ronnie Millsap.
My first concert, Ronnie Millsap.
That's sick.
I know. I'm forever grateful that was my very first concert. And then went to the Western Sizzler Steakhouse afterwards. It was the best day of my life.
Sick.
Yeah. Got a baked potato in the New York Strip. Ronnie Millsap. What more could you want? That was when my life peaked.
Yeah,
but Ronnie Millsap, you know, Ronnie Millsap is so, I think, underrated nowadays. He wasn't obviously in the middle of his career. He was one of the biggest things out there.
Yeah.
But you can still listen to Smoky Mountain Rain or She Keeps the Home Fires Burning or any of those things. And they are just still such brilliant songs that could be made today, I think, as well.
I think it's a lot of that time, and I'm forgetting names that I enjoy listening to, but a lot of that time frame of music is like the arrangements are just so different and cool, and they weren't afraid to like be different with their tones and the arrangements, and like just musically and sonically it was just cool, you know, and like timeless. And that's exactly what I'm trying to distill in this album right now, is just make it timeless, make it cool, make it weird, make it different. And I feel like we're definitely teetering some lines when it comes to, is this country or...
Well, good. I think we should always push at the boundaries of what is country and what isn't country. Because through the years of country music, people who are as country as cornbread, as my mama would say, like they were told then that they weren't country. You know, whether we're talking about Patsy Cline and all of her string instruments, or Johnny Cash and he was too rock, and you know, all this. And now those people, obviously, there's no doubt that they are country and changed the sound of it. And actually, I just realized, like, Ronnie Millsap, Elton John, a lot of piano in your influences, which makes sense because that's your whole thing as well. And I love hearing the piano kind of at the forefront of country music, too.
I agree.
Because it's not always the case.
Mm-mm.
Good to see you, Tucker.
It's good to see you. This is a good talk.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We got kind of deep there.
I know, it did get deep.
Sorry about that.
It could be a whole new
You brought
career.
It out of me.
But no, thank you for everything that you do. Also, please be sure to take some time for yourself as well, because there's no good in running yourself into the ground, because we want to make sure that you're around for a really long time.
Me too.
And, you know, not pulling a Bobby Gentry and retiring somewhere, you know, which I also think is probably a great life as well.
Don't sound too bad.
But take time for yourself, because you give us so much. We want to see you again. And we will see you again.
Yeah.
Any plans to come back yet?
Nothing set in stone.
Okay.
But I do plan on coming back as much as I can.
I realized as I asked that was just me going, hey, take some time for yourself. When are you coming back?
Yeah. it's welcome to my life.
Sorry.
No.
You come back whenever you're ready. We'll be here waiting.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited. I'll get some time for myself here in a couple days.
And next time I see you in Australia or anywhere, I will pop my head through and go, hey, Tucker.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.